This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Electoral college voting around the nation is underway today and is expected to confirm Joe Biden as president-elect. When the result of last month's election is in the books, Biden will have won the presidency, in part thanks to black voters who turned several key states in his favor.
And especially for those moments when this campaign was at its lowest ebb, the African-American community stood up again for me. You've always had my back, and I'll have yours.
WBUR's Kyrie Thompson spoke with multiple generations of black voters about why this election mattered to them and what they want from a Biden presidency.
38-year-old Cambridge native Aisha Wilson remembers where she was on November 7th when her mom called her with the news.
I was in Target in Somerville. She was in tears, and she was just excited to share with me that Biden and Harris had been our elected new president and vice president.
Wilson says her joy was mixed with relief.
And it just felt like our community, our country, can finally breathe again.
For a black woman in America like Wilson, that phrase isn't just a metaphor. Not in a year when the coronavirus pandemic disproportionately affected the black community, and George Floyd pleaded, "I can't breathe," as he died at the hands of police. 54-year-old William Watkins of Boston understands. He's director for workforce development with the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts.
There's a lot of trauma that has happened, not just in these 4 years, but over decades. This time right here is different, though. It's front and center.
So Watkins and millions of other black voters turned their pain into power at the polls. In a post-election analysis by the Associated Press, 90% of black voters surveyed and 93% of black women said they cast their ballots for Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris. That support helped Biden flip states like Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania from red to blue. Watkins says this election was a chance for black voters everywhere to use their outrage over the deaths of Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and other black people to try to reshape the Oval Office.
We can't go back to the days of old. You know, we've seen what 8 minutes and 40 seconds look like. And that I say that to say that that knee was representative of all of black America being under that foot.
Watkins says he's counting on young voters to keep the momentum going. 16-year-old Ariella Taylor will soon be one of them. While she couldn't vote in this election, she says she helped register hundreds of voters in communities of color with the Boston Community Action Team. Taylor says she would have voted for the Biden-Harris ticket if she could have, but she cautions this administration and future candidates will have to prove themselves to the black community to earn her vote.
People go into communities of colors and they say that they're going to make a commitment there, but then when they're actually elected, we don't see that same trend. Because maybe you can appeal to black voters doesn't mean that you're for black people.
During his campaign, Biden pledged to invest in African-American businesses and end the racial health care disparities that hurt the black community during the pandemic. Taylor says she hopes Vice President-elect Harris, the highest-ranking black woman in U.S. history, will help hold Biden to those commitments. And though Taylor has some reservations about Harris's criminal justice record as California's attorney general, she says it's beautiful to see a black woman in the White House. Aisha Wilson agrees.
As a black woman, I see this as like the possibilities for little black girls or even just big black girls like myself in terms of my own possibilities and hope because I see possibility at the top.
Wilson says Biden's victory won't make her forget the last 4 years under President Trump, from his handling of the pandemic to what she saw as hostility toward the racial justice movement. And she won't forget, Trump still received more than 74 million votes despite all that. William Watkins says he won't forget either, but he's still breathing a sigh of relief.
Like, the nightmare is over because we as black and brown people made our voices heard.
Watkins recalls the words of late civil rights icon John Lewis, who said the right to vote is the most powerful nonviolent tool we have to create a more perfect union. And Watkins hopes that somewhere, The man who marched the Edmund Pettus Bridge for the voting rights of Black Americans is smiling.
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
For 90.9 WVUR, I'm Kyrie Thompson.
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?